Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Thursday nights at 7 Central, 6 Mountain, SDPB-TV brings you On Call with the Prairie Doc. The Prairie Doc is Dr. Rick Holm, and he joins us now ahead of tonight's program, which you can also watch on their Facebook page. The discussion tonight revolves around breast cancer treatment updates. Dr. Holm, welcome back. Thank you for being here.
Well, thank you, Lori. It's a pleasure to be back on the show. I got a little sick there for a while.
Yeah, and, that's an understatement.
I'm in the throes of recovery, you know, crawling out of a hole.
Yeah.
And I'm so much better than I was. Ugh. When you get sick, it's not fun.
So many people are following your cancer journey. You've been really open about it, and we've all learned so much. Tell us a little bit about being, you know, where you were just recently, and what keeps you going? What keeps your spirit going to, after all that you've been through, you know, to feel better again?
Well, you know, when you're feeling low,
yeah,
you surround yourself with your family. You look into the eyes of my loving wife. I look into Joni's eyes, and I'm not going to let her down and give up.
Yeah.
You lower your head and, you know, you like a de-cement bulldog football player, you know, you go hard and heavy and you bust through the line, you know, and that type of thing.
Yeah.
It's been, it's amazing to see when I was at my sickest, my legs were so swollen from edema. Because my proteins were low, because my liver wasn't working and my kidneys weren't working, and you know, I was pretty sick. But you know, it wasn't a big deal. I mean, I'm back. I'm getting better. I mean, it's amazing what the body can do to recover.
Right.
And we have to trust ourselves. You know that there's a certain amount of pain to gain. You know that's another football aphorism. You know that. That you work on it and you get your exercise and you eat your eggs and protein and yeah. You get better. Your body is an amazing thing.
Yeah, we've been talking about this lately. We talked with Congressman Dusty Johnson about the price of pharmaceuticals, and I've been open about my brother's cancer journey as well. And one of the things that has surprised me, but continuously reveals itself, is how much his journey and his willingness to do, you know, the next treatment really is helping other people as well. It's helping add to this body of research. So part of not giving up is really not just for him. And when people talk about millions of dollars, you know, from insurance being thrown into care of this one individual, this 50-something guy from Minnesota, there's so many people that have learned how to treat other cancer patients just from how they have treated him. That's really true, isn't it? How research is gathering data at lightning speed right now.
It's huge. You know, apparently there's something like 50 cases ever reported with my type of tumor. So when I'm at my oncologist, you know, he says, well, we're in a data free zone. We don't know what
right?
we're doing here.
Yeah.
We're trying some things out to see if it works. And then the next guy is going to have a better time of it because we'll know this does work, this doesn't work. So I think willingness to go forward is a gift to the people who follow you.
Yeah.
I mean, that's sort of like doing a good deed. That pays it forward. Another person does it, learns that doing good deeds feels really good, and I'm going to do some good deeds too. I mean,
right.
So I think the whole thing is a very important thing. And you know, we are so frightened of chemotherapy and cancer therapy, but they are making tremendous headway, and
right.
we need to trust that sometimes there's cures, and certainly there's relief of suffering, and certainly there's time given for the person. So, you know, I'm living, you know, none of us live forever. So we need to do those things.
Yeah.
And I've received the benefit of the many people before me who did different kinds of chemotherapy and so on. So
And for this topic for tonight's show about breast cancer treatment, this is, we see this every year. You know, every October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and every year it's not the same story that we're telling. There's always in the year going to be something new and you know, that sort of feels innovative or even revolutionary in breast cancer treatment. Tell us a little bit about tonight's program.
Well, I mean, one of my oncologist friends, I told him this is maybe 10 years ago when a person came in with a breast cancer and didn't want anything done and didn't want any chemo because she saw her aunt suffer with chemo and with the breast cancer that had gone on several, many years, actually. And she died within a year. And my oncologist friend said, oh, I could have given her, you know, 13 years. You know, she didn't realize what we have now. And there's the advances of what we're doing. So breast cancer is not an uncommon diagnosis. It's the most often diagnosed cancer in women, aside from skin cancer. And if the breast cancer hasn't spread by the time you make the diagnosis, then the 5-year survival is like 99%.
Wow.
So you know, we have to realize that even when it's spread everywhere, you know, to distant parts of the body, and that only happens in 6% of the cases in breast cancer now because we're screening so well, that there's still more than a 25% chance that that patient will be alive in 5 years.
Hmm.
And that's, you know, that doesn't sound encouraging, but it's, you know, it's 100% would be gone in 5 years had we not the advances that we have with breast cancer.
Do you have a sense of what's new now? Are there new? I know we did a story about, you know, radiation during surgery, that being an advancement, especially for people in rural areas. They don't have to come back, you know, to a treatment facility as often as they used to. What else is on the horizon for breast cancer treatment?
Well, they're doing local radiation. In other words, during the operation, when they're removing the tumor, they will slide down some hot pellets that sit there for a period of time and irradiate the area in a way, in a better way, right from the site, you know, not coming across and doing it from various angles, but right at the site. And that seems to be very helpful, that radiation modality. There are new chemos, of course, that are happening. And you know, I often think about cancer therapy in light of Jimmy Carter, you know, who had a brain metastatic malignant melanoma to his brain, and then they treated him, and then it was gone. So they, and in a 90-plus-year-old man, it's an amazing story. So I think about those things. It gives me some hope. But, yeah, you know, the other thing is the story right before me was about palliative care and about hospice care.
Mm-hmm.
Those are things that we need to realize. There's a time when, okay, we've gone that whole route, and doing more chemo or doing more radiation or doing more surgery is not going to yield any gain for the patient. And so what we are aiming at that point is comfort. And, you know, we haven't been aiming at comfort for very long. Once we got an ability to do, you know, some advancements, let me try a new thing, and there's a time to quit. And so palliative and hospice or care is important in those realms.
Yeah. Tonight's program, On Call with the Prairie Doc on SDPB-TV and live on the Prairie Doc Facebook site, that kicks off at 7 Central, 6 Mountain. And tonight's topic is breast cancer treatment updates. And Dr. Holm, we're awfully glad that you are back and on the mend. And
I'm back.
Thinking of you on a daily basis. Hopefully we'll talk with you next week.
Thank you, Lori. Thanks so much.